What does this say?
Hepburn. Thank you very much.
What does that say? That could say anything.
It says creepy, creep, 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 creep.
Serial killer. I'm a
murderer. All right. It's official, Brandy. We are joining the Darkcast Network. Mm-hmm. We're signing the papers right now.
Okay, that's done. Sweet.
Brady, I've missed you so much.
No,
you missed you so much.
Yeah, right.
What's going on? Let's just talk about what's happening right now.
Nothing. Nothing good.
The listeners don't know what's going on with you. I know, because you and I talked about it, but not on a hot mic.
Not on a hot mic. Hot mic.
That sounds like a guy, right? Oh, you mean hot mic?
Mike, which mic?
Ugly Mike, stupid Mike, or fat Mike?
Hot Mike. Don't forget dumb Mike.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on with me since nothing's happening with you.
Why are you harassing me?
I just want to touch your hair.
Harassment. I have to tolerate this. What's up?
Oh, so I was in San Diego last week. And if you guys did not know, I am a board trustee of our local school district. And I was hanging out with a bunch of board trustees and superintendents and stuff.
Is it a bunch of old dudes?
Actually, no. There were a lot of old dudes there for sure. There's lots of old women, young, old. I mean, like...
Old dudes.
Old dudes.
Get along.
I met a lot of really interesting people, and I definitely took a lot of information away since I was learning for like 4 days. To go from being at home, hanging out in your garden, just twiddling around and making dog biscuits, to sitting in a class all day and absorbing information and talking to people. Conferences are not easy.
They're exhausting.
Oh, like, what school district are you from? Oh, okay, you know, what's your demographics? Oh, like, they want to know stats and stuff. I'm like, all right, cool. Oh, you know, how many schools do you have? Oh, we do this, we do that. How long have you been on the board? It's just a networking. I got a bunch of business cards. I was like, oh, I need to order some business cards.
What they should have talked about is like breaking LA Unified up into actual fucking districts instead of being one massive district. That school district is insane.
Well, I don't know about that, but there are lots of tiny school districts in the LA area, like lots of different names that I've never even heard of. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, you know, we cover this city, that city, this city. But I mean, I understand what you're saying. That is a huge school district. I got to hang out with Joelle from Mouse and Weens. Hey, girl. Hey, we had like the best time Friday night. She picked me up. I think we like talked all night. We were just talking. I think we had a good conversation. There was a lot of back and forth because, you know, I enjoy their podcast and I listen, and she likes listening to our podcast. She asks about you, and she told me about her sister and everything that's going on. And they're going to come up here and we're going to have like a sister meetup.
Okay.
So we can have a foursome rather than a twosome next time.
All right. That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a lot of talking.
Sure.
Anyway, so it's, I know you said, do you want to tell me what's happening with you?
There's absolutely nothing.
I don't believe that.
There's nothing. I need to do Christmas shopping. I still haven't done any freaking Christmas shopping. Every time I open up, like, online to go Christmas shopping, I get overwhelmed and I'm like, I can't do this right now.
It's sickening.
And I missed all the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, so I'm just like, I'm pissed off at myself because, like, I was going to buy this space heater. It was $58 on Amazon. Now it's $89.
For yourself or for someone?
For my room, because it's freaking, our heater is not working.
Do you want to use one of our heaters? We have two.
And I just, I'm...
Okay, your heater needs to be working. Your landlord needs to fix that.
I don't know what the deal is, but apparently it blows out warm air for like 5 minutes and then it turns
cold.
Or at least that's what Norman says. I don't know if that's really true.
You be in your house cold and shit?
No, I have a little tiny, like space heater that's like small enough for like a cubicle, but you know, my room is
cold,
bigger than a cubicle. And then we have the bathroom where, you know, cold air comes in. So.
Oh, y'all gonna be freezing this year, huh?
I don't even think it's going to get that cold this year.
Like, I think it's going to get cold.
I feel like this year's not going to be cold at all. Like, I mean, yeah, it gets down into like the 30s, but like it hasn't, you know. Remember, it snowed 2 years ago on Thanksgiving. It hasn't even gotten that cold yet. So it's been in the 70s.
Winter's coming. This week, the temperature is supposed to drop like 20 degrees. And then, you know, the winter solstice isn't until the 21st. That's when it's really going to get cold.
Okay, well. Anyway.
The winter solstice.
The point I was trying to make is that I have avoided all the fucking, like, not avoided, but I went online and saw stuff. And then I was like, and I didn't buy nothing. So now I'm like, I have to shop. I have to do Christmas shopping. Like, I wanted to do it all online. I couldn't muster up the
gumption.
the patience and the fortitude to do it. And so now I'm like, I have to do it. I just, every time I get on there, I'm just like, I'd rather do something else. So I do. And that's it.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So I did all the things. We talked about Black Friday shopping last week. I got some souvenirs from San Diego. I'm giving away as Christmas presents. And I went to the Winter Bazaar.
Did you do the Winter Bazaar?
No, I did not.
Okay. Because you were supposed to, right?
I was supposed to. That's when I came back from San Diego. Yeah. I got back like at 2 and the event was over at 3 and I had to go pick up my wreath. And I just went and bought.
Oh, so you had ordered it or something?
I had ordered it and she had finished it and she's like, oh, you know, I'm going to be at the bazaar. I was like, okay, I'll pick it up. And I found some cute stuff for you for Christmas.
At the bazaar?
Yep. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you'll see on Christmas. It's awesome. From the bazaar. Don't worry. Lots of vendors there. All right. Well.
From the bazaar.
From the bazaar. Oh, and then I did my boot camp this morning. So. I worked out yesterday for boot camp and I did it again this morning for boot camp and my body is sore. I've been up since 4:30.
What time does boot camp start? 5?
5 a.m. Okay. The fuck.
Well, then I wouldn't be able to join. Anyway.
Well, the other days a week, it's like at 6:30 at night, but I'm still doing test prep for real estate classes. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have time to do it at night. So I can do it in the morning.
For real estate classes? I thought you already did.
I did that. I'm doing test prep now. So she's for like
the state test.
Yeah, because I sent in the application to take the test and, you know, the money and stuff. And it takes them a few weeks to open up the mail, apparently. So she's like, while
open the mail,
because everybody's trying to be a realtor.
You know, remember when everybody was doing real estate and then fucking 2008 happened?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I guess it takes them a while to get to the application. So she's like, just study. So when they tell you you could take it, you're ready to go.
Isn't it an open book test?
No. The real estate, the state exam? No.
Well, okay. I don't know. Way back in the day when I was thinking about doing real estate, I remember like reading all this stuff. They're like, yeah, you can get your license in 3 months. And I was just like, mm-hmm. And then like, you know, looking at everything, I was just like, oh, okay.
But the coursework was open test. I had to
talk to people and stuff, so I don't really think I'm going to do that. And that was it.
You guys are really fortunate that Brandy's here and you guys get to listen to her because she wouldn't talk to anybody in public. She's just like, not interested. I'm going to stay here in my warm house or cold house.
I have blankets. Shit, you're talking about.
I've got blankies. What are you even talking about?
I have a 10-pound freaking weighted blanket at my house. So what are we talking about today, Sunny?
Okay, you guys have been waiting for this. No one has told me they've been waiting for this, but I know you have.
Nobody has. Nobody has asked me, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
So today, we are dedicating this episode to the Jennifer Shaw. Jen Shaw. Of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. They released a Hulu special called The Housewife and the Shaw Shocking or something like that. The Shaw Shocker or something like that. Something
that wasn't called The Housewife and that, was it?
Uh-huh. The Housewife and the Shaw Shocker.
They need to come up with some better fucking titles. That's stupid. Anyway.
They go into depth about the pending legal situation that Jen Shah is going through right now, because they're not going to give us the tea on The Real Housewives. They're just going to, you know, make us watch and listen to everybody else. But we're about that fraud life, and this is...
Was Bravo a part of this? Like, were they...
Nope.
They weren't...
But you know who was?
Andy Cohen.
Dana Wilkie.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw her. Yeah. But I mean, like, as part of the production. Nope. What, Eden didn't have anything to do with the production of nope. this. Because, you know, that would be a way to promote the fucking the season. But whatever. Okay. Because, yeah, Dana was talking. And she's like, yeah, you know, you have to present an air. Well, she didn't say those words. But, you know, basically, like, you have to basically flaunt the lifestyle on The Real Housewives. So, whatevs.
That's
didn't you know? What did she say? 25,000 or whatever. Like,
20,000.
And she has a podcast. Go ahead, Dana. Get your coins, girlfriend. So this is what we're going to talk about today, Jen Shah. So buckle up. So if you guys didn't already know, or this is your, if this is your first episode, hello, excuse me. I am so sorry. Record scratch. Hello, listeners. Thank you guys for joining us. If you aren't already, go ahead and subscribe. Come back. We come out with a new episode every week. You can connect with us on social if you want, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflicepodcast.com. And we are also on Patreon, where we would love for you to join us and catch some of our bonus episodes that we've put out. Patreon.com/Book of Lies Podcast. Check us out there. Thank you guys for joining us. If this is your first episode, or if it isn't, Jen Shah. So she is Tongan, Polynesian, and she like loves to embrace that. So I guess, or should we talk about all of her stats? You guys want to know her birthday and shit? Let's do
that. You guys want to know her birthday and shit?
Okay, so Jennifer Shah was born October 4th, 1973 in Salt Lake City, Utah. I guess her maiden name is Lou. So that's when she was born. She was born in Utah, raised in Utah, and it's predominantly white people, you know? So, I mean, I can understand she was experienced racism. Like she said in the beginning, like, you know, she was black to them. Like they had never seen a Polynesian person or whatever. So she experienced racism and discrimination growing up in Utah.
Don't get me started. Did you hear the story about that little girl, that little 10-year-old girl that committed suicide in Utah?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
go ahead.
This isn't that podcast, so.
What happened?
But she was being discriminated against at school, and she freaking committed suicide.
Was this a black child?
Mm-hmm. A little black girl.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
In Salt Lake City.
Y'all need to get it together. Get it together. L-U-I. That was her last name. L-U-I.
L-U-I.
Yeah.
You said L-I-U.
I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
Lou-I. Lou.
Lou-I.
On the documentary, they have an aunt who comes in and, like, you know, speaks for her or whatever about, you know, how nice Jen was. She looks totally different. She's had so much stuff done to her face.
Yeah, she does. Seriously, what she did to her nose is crazy to me, because she looks like Michael Jackson. Like, her nose is crazy. Like, I don't know why she did that. Like, because Polynesian people have wide noses, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe, you know, she was trying to anglify her nose a little bit, caucasify her nose, but it doesn't look good at all. I'm just like, every time I look at her face, I'm like, God, her nose is terrible.
I mean, you could obviously see she's had a lot of work done, but seeing old Jen pictures...
Yeah.
Old Jen?
She was cute, though.
She was very cute. She was attractive.
She did that whole plastic surgery addiction thing, I think. I feel like they get one thing done. People who, like, you know, go under the knife, they get that one thing done, and then they're like, well, I could do this, and I could do that. And then suddenly they don't even look like themselves anymore.
Yeah. Well, she went she went to college. She married Sharif Shah. They say her profession is an actress. No, she's not. I thought it was... You acting, honey?
She's been acting this whole time.
I guess so. She's 5'4", if you guys didn't know.
She's short. Okay.
She is very short. She frauded some people. So
Dana Wilkie, she was like, once Jen Shah got on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I went straight to her LinkedIn and like went to her LinkedIn profile.
Duh, why?
Because she's a nosy bitch.
I mean, go to her LinkedIn. Like, honestly, I think once you get on a TV show, you take your LinkedIn down.
She eventually took it down.
Okay.
Because, you know, we kind of go into her background. We found out that she worked for Prosper. She worked for some other company. I can't think of their name. But these are big companies that she has, like, worked her way up into. Lots of telemarketing companies. Lots of sales floors. And I think Jen learned a lot of stuff. Apparently, she was made VP of one of these companies. And she was not invited to certain meetings. And I guess she got mad and decided to start her own company. Like, once you've worked for these companies and you soak up, like, their knowledge and what they're doing, you're like, I could probably do this better or I could do my own thing. And I believe that's what she did when she started her quote-unquote businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What we find out is there's another individual who got caught up with, like, drug running or something. And when he went down, they found out that he owned some telemarketing companies that were doing fraud shit.
That doesn't surprise me.
So I guess what they do, and everybody, tell your grandmothers, tell your friends, tell your families, whatever. When you go online and they have these advertisements for work at home shit, and all they do is collect your data, this is where the trap starts.
I can attest to this. Being that when I was, I've told this story already, but when I was a new mom, when I was just 21 and I had a baby and I wanted to do some work from home stuff, I got like, it was in the Penny Saver, back when the Penny Saver still existed. I signed up for this thing and all of a sudden I got all of these mailers, these things. And they were like, one of them was a straight up pyramid talking about you mail the person who sent this to you $1 and then mail this. And so you just, you're basically
mailing out money.
You mail them $1 and then they're supposed to, you're supposed to mail a whole bunch of these fucking, these little letters that say, you send one person $1, they send you $2. And I was just like, what the fuck is this?
I got $1 in the mail one time and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, who sent me $1?
They didn't have a return address?
I'm sure it did, but I was like, thanks, sucker.
Yeah, they have these weird pyramid things where, like, they're literally telling you to mail people $1, and then you mail this out, and you get $1 from, like, 100 people, and then they mail the things out, and, like, and they put your name on a list. You send $1 to this person, $1 to that person, and I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I can't remember, like, the exact verbiage of what it said, but it was basically that I had to mail out all of these because they sent me a stack of like 500 of these fucking things to mail.
Ugh.
And they're like, mail that person $1, and then like you send these out and the person who sends them to you mails you $1, and then they're supposed to photocopy or something. Yeah, I think they're supposed to photocopy that letter, and then they're supposed to send it to the other people and they're supposed to get $1. So everybody you send it to is supposed to send you $1. It's real stupid. Mm-mm. And then they're supposed to mail them out. And, like, my name was on a bunch of lists. I was getting all kinds of work-at-home stuff for a while, and all of them were, like, ripoffs.
They all are. So, if you want to work from home, you don't have to work for yourself, baby. Like, but then that's also a thing. People try and start their own business. So, then they get them into that thing. Like, yeah. Oh, you want to start your own business? Click this. Sign up for this. And, again, it's a leads list. So, they collect your information, and then they just fucking distribute it to all kinds of shady people who get your information. They call you. They're like, oh, we could help you do this. We could help you, you know, make
yeah, this. They just, were the thing about the websites. We'll help you build your website.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do anything, or you do what we tell you to do and you're going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sign you up for more and more shit and you have to pay for like more and more, like,
just give us $8,000
more. Yeah. More like add-ons to your website and shit like that. That actually don't produce anything.
A cluster. Exactly. And it's like, okay, you've got me signed up for this. You've told me there's support. There's no support. There's no website. You know, I've been had. And then people just keep fucking calling you. They keep calling you. That's why I hate sharing my information, because that's all they want is your details. So don't do that no more. And if you do, I put a fake birthday online on social media. I've got fake birthdays. Because they use that information to against you, pretty much.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
So, this is kind of the secret behind the sauce as to how Jen is, like, distributing leads lists, right? So, this individual who was doing this that we are introduced to in the show, who's going to jail for this, they find out that he's been running a couple different companies and call centers, telemarketing, and these people are fucking over people and getting their money. They have like a recording of someone like, oh yeah, I'm going to call, you know, Sally Sue and charge her a, you know, we're going to put $20,000 on the card or do
Sally
this.
Sue.
You know, whatever the woman's name was. Because there's two people that come on the show and they are talking about the fraud that they experienced and what happened. And it's this, you're just bombarded and they pressure you and it's so high sales. Oh, you don't have a credit card? You know, how much you have? And they qualify you asking you, how much money are you making? And do you have this? And do you have that? And it's none of your fucking business. You called me, I don't know you. Give me your phone number.
You called me, I don't know you.
Okay, I don't fucking know you. Like, none of your business asking me all these questions.
That's the, it's like a phishing call. Like, I don't answer calls. If it's a phone number I don't know, I don't answer it. If it's important, leave a fucking message and I'll call you back.
Yeah.
People, I don't know what it is about, especially like older people. They're like so eager to answer the phone. Oh gosh, let's not even go there. But they're so like, you know, they have to answer their phones. I'm like, voicemail. That's what voicemail is for. If it's important, I will call you back. You will leave me a message. I will call you back. I'm not going to be bothered by 800 numbers calling me. And random ass numbers that share my same area code, but aren't even real numbers. When you call them back, they're freaking out of service or some other bullshit.
They're spoofed numbers. They spoof information. But then that's also the thing. The people that they're targeting are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Are people who are not tech savvy, who aren't familiar with these types of frauds, who don't see these people coming. So that's what we're here for. To help you. Okay. So this does not happen. So this guy goes down. And so they're like, oh, you know, fuck this guy. So then they start investigating and, you know, getting tips and, you know, reports. And then eventually they make their way over to Utah to Jen Shaw's company that apparently has been doing this type of thing for 10 years.
Damn.
For 10 years.
A long time.
It's a long time. So, you know, she can get away with, hey, I did sell this leads list to these people because these were the, you know, the qualifications or the, you know, the demographics or statistics or whatever they were looking for. I wasn't involved in that. She was doing that part. But then also her business partner, Stuart, was creating these companies. And I'm sure she knew as well. They had offshore money. Anyway, creating these companies that are doing the same thing to these people. So that's why she's involved, because she has a bunch of shell companies, and they have this other woman on the show and she's like, this company is owned by Jen Shaw. Like, I investigated, she made reports and phone calls, and she had like, I think like $20,000 or something like that.
I'm going to create like 14 shell companies and I'm just going to start like finding places to get money from and putting it into these shell companies.
Okay.
And then let's see what happens. Let's see if the feds get on to me.
Well, if I were in Jen Shaw's situation, I would not have gone on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Well, if they were already investigating her before this.
They had been investigating her for a long time before she even got on the show. So I think that's something that was just funny, because then she got on the show and then they were like watching all the glam, watching all the money that she was spending, watching, you know, the lifestyle. Apparently she doesn't even, I mean, everybody does not own a home. I'm not trying to be like that person, but
I don't own a home.
That's what I said. Everybody doesn't own a home, but she's in this house. Like, you know, oh, you know, Shaw this, Shaw that. And
the
they
Shaw
don't,
Chalet or whatever.
They don't own the house. They don't own the home.
So
she's spending all these people's money and she doesn't own property.
Okay.
That's weird to me. Like, that's one of the biggest assets that you could have.
I don't think she's trying to, like,
home.
trying to, I mean, if she owned a home, they could take it from her. So, you know, why own something that can be taken from you?
I say this because she had to put up $250,000 for a bond.
Did she have it?
She had it in cash.
There you go.
I'm sure she just sold a few things.
I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to put my house up as collateral. No, I'm just going to give you the cash.
You could, like, I wouldn't put my house up as collateral. People do. But I would, like, maybe refi or something or pull, like, you know, pull money out of my home if I was going to jail.
She had the cash.
She's going to jail.
She's going to jail.
Jail time. Like, yeah, because Stu flipped on her, so.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. He's
singing?
He took a deal.
Because he pled guilty.
Yeah.
And she's saying not guilty.
Yeah.
They were buddies.
There's no reason for him to plead guilty if he's not flipping on her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plead guilty, give us information about Jen Straw, and we'll give you 2 years or whatever, you know, instead of the life sentence or whatever. Well, I don't know. What is the sentence in Utah for a fraud? Like,
is this
a federal case?
This is a federal case. Oh, okay. Because Homeland Security came looking for her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
I thought it was funny, though, how, when it happened, they were like, the SWAT team. It wasn't the SWAT team that showed up.
It was Homeland Security.
They're like, oh my God, it was the SWAT team. And I was like, no. The SWAT team shows up for people where there's, like, weapons involved. Like, it's not a SWAT team. It's Homeland fucking Security. Calm the fuck down. NYPD. They're like, NYPD? Why is NYPD?
Because that's where the case started. That's where the whole investigation started in New York.
But I thought it was funny because I'm like, NYPD doesn't have jurisdiction in fucking Utah.
What are you guys doing here?
Like, really? NYPD. Okay, well, this is Utah.
We came to ski, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to jail. But back to what Dana was saying, that they want to feature people on The Real Housewives that have lavish lifestyles that people want to be like, and, you know.
Listen, how about this? How about you get people on there that show the struggle is real? I'll be on there.
Can we be on the struggle show?
Okay. Be like, non-housewives of Rosemond, the struggle is real.
Mm-hmm. The struggle is real. Come through, y'all. Come through. We got to get a production team behind us to follow us around. I'm telling you, I was trying to make that happen. Yeah. I have people in mind.
No. Petty Betties. Too many Petty Betties.
There's a lot of Petty Betties. Everybody's fucking, like, Petty LaBelle. But I think it... Okay. So, in the documentary, they talk about Jen's character. Mm-hmm. How she is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
How she talks to her employees like they ain't shit. Mm-hmm. She yells. She throws things. Uh-uh. We don't work like that.
Fuck, you ain't Naomi Campbell throwing stuff at people. Fuck, get the fuck out of here.
But even on the show, how she would react, just overreact.
Yeah, it was over the top. Because I was like, is she doing this for TV? Because, like, it's gross. It's real gross.
She got a lot on her
shoulders. I will ban you in there, Blake, behind your house. Calm the fuck down, lady.
Like, who talks to people like this? Like, why do you gotta be like that?
I'd be like, you can leave. You can leave right now. Like, you don't talk to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to drown me? Okay, well, let's see that.
Let's do this, little lady.
Okay, gloves are off, bitch. Let's go.
We love big. We're just full of emotion. No.
You're crazy.
You don't yell at people. You don't talk to people like that. You don't throw things at people like that because I'm going to sue you or I'm going to fight you. It's one of the two.
Can you imagine, like, going out with her, like, in public? And her acting like that, like, say her order is wrong at a restaurant or something, and she goes off and freaking yells at it like a server or, you know, a person behind a counter. That's insane.
It's people embarrassing.
People who do stuff like that, I honestly feel like they need to be punched in the throat.
They got some other stuff going on, like stress. She's just like a hair trigger.
They
like,
need to have their throat hole closed.
Mm-mm. She's going to jail.
She's going to jail.
So... We're waiting till, I guess, 3 months, March of 2022. That's when they go back to court for sentencing or what? How does that work?
Has she even had a trial?
Maybe the trial starts in March of 2022.
Yeah, I don't think she hasn't had a trial yet.
So I think trial is pending.
Yeah, and they can delay that for a while. If, what's his name? Stu Stu has already, you know, he's already pleaded guilty and stuff. Because, like, if you plead guilty, you don't get a trial. He's just...
And I'm sure, like, he was on tape, recording, spilling all the beans. Mm-hmm. Spilling all the beans. Oh, yes, I did this for her. Oh, I had her sign this. Oh, she suggested that we call and target these people of this age. Oh, yeah, we've got all these bank accounts. They were, like, countries that they said they had bank accounts in. Places I never thought about.
Where do they have?
What
do they have?
Like, they were, like, European countries that they had bank accounts in. Uh-huh. I didn't write it down, sorry.
Okay, well, either way, when she goes to trial, he's going to testify. Like, he's going to get on the stand and say, this is what happened. So, it's my word against yours. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the victims, of course, there's going to be victim impact statements. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be, you know, possibly them testifying and all that stuff. So, it should be interesting.
Thrive was that other company that Jen worked for, Thrive.
Thrive Global?
Yeah. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. So apparently in 2015, she was deposed by the FTC regarding her work at the telemarketing company Thrive.
Okay, so it's not Thrive Global. Okay.
I'm
like, what?
Yeah.
There's too many freaking companies with the same name.
She worked for shady companies because 2 years later, they were fined $27 million for deceptive sales practices. And I believe she was like the VP of sales development for that company.
What?
She learned a bunch of...
She ain't heard you say that word before.
She learned a lot of fuckery at these companies. Like, you learn a lot of things working for, you know, companies. And I'm sure she learned a bunch of stuff and then took it to her own business and started stealing people's money.
The funny thing is, though, it doesn't say exactly what she did. Like, she was involved with these companies that did these things, but it doesn't say what she actually... is responsible.
Her level of involvement.
Yeah.
This is true. If I'm the CEO, if I own it, I'm responsible. I'm responsible. You can't play that card that, oh, I'm at the top of the chain. I don't know what's going on down there. You do.
A lot of them don't, though. Like,
you need to know because you're responsible. When you take the role of chief executive officer, you are the owner, you are the whatever. It's your name on the line, and if they F up, you're responsible. You're the one that's going to jail. Like, they were selling services that did not exist to people. Yeah, they were putting together packages of, you know, marketing and social and web development and, you know, sell shit or, oh, well, services that did not exist to just get money from people. Mm-hmm. When you're talking to someone on the phone, you're like, oh, I have this package and it's this, that, and the other. And you're like, no, that's too much for me. Oh, well, I've got this. Nope. Well, I've got this. How much stuff do you have? Are you seriously trying to sell me all? You're trying to tell me that I called in for this, but you also offer this? I call bull. Check their websites. Go to the website. Make sure it's legit. Look for reviews. Check reviews. Check Glassdoor. Check all these things before doing business with people. It's hard to say that because we expect companies to be honest and, you know, forthright and true and want our best interest, but they just want your money.
Yeah, that's what all companies want, is your money.
I want to give your dogs dog biscuits. Okay? But you have to pay for them because I'm not just going to be shipping out free dog biscuits. You know what I mean? When I was working for J2 and I would talk to all kinds of people, and even when I was selling websites, I was in a call center, but it was all inbound.
Yeah.
So.
No, you were on the inbound side.
I was on the inbound side. And so people would call, like, well, how do I know? I'd be like, well, because you called me. You're inquiring about these services. And when, you know, you provide these services and you're available, you answer their emails, they're like, wow, thank you for being who you are and doing what you said you were going to do. Because there are a lot of companies out there that are just full of shit, and it sucks. It sucks so much.
Mm. It sucks.
It really does. It makes me really sad. And I that's why everybody is a skeptic, and we have to just be aware of the dangers of, like, the internet and people calling your phone. Assholes.
Again, I do not answer phone numbers that I don't know. Period.
They're sending text messages now.
I don't answer those either.
Well, be careful. I'm getting text messages that they're like, oh, you can't log into your bank account. I'm like, I don't even have a bank account with this bank.
Yeah.
Why are you texting
me? I get those all the time. And the funny thing is, like, email, like, I have, a billion email addresses. And I'm getting emails to email addresses that I've only used for, like, two things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting emails from, like, random-ass banks. Yeah, or, like, your Amazon account has been disabled due to a suspicious activity. I'm like,
sure.
This isn't even the right email address.
Sure it has.
What are you talking about? And, yeah, same, like...
Ignore it, guys.
It's weird.
Oh, let's talk about some fraud shit. So I was in San Diego and I had some time. And I once a week I go and check my bank accounts just to make sure there's no fuckery happening.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went in and I saw three fraud charges on my account. Three. Two were prepaid T-Mobile. One was AT&T prepaid.
Oh, so they're...
Boom, boom, boom.
They're... Oh.
And I think it happened... When I went out Black Friday and I used my debit card in the mall at a kiosk.
Oh, shit.
Because that was the only place I used it. And the charge looked very similar to the charge at that place.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so, because I didn't use it anywhere else except for Costco.
Right.
That's the only place I used it. So I know it came from them motherfuckers. So I reported it, called my bank. They...
Canceled your card.
Canceled the card,
mm-hmm.
Refunded my money, and they're like, we'll do an investigation, but if it turns out you did it, we're taking that money back.
I'm like, okay.
Okay, great, fine, whatever. But you right now, especially during the holiday when people are shopping,
yeah,
be careful, because just because they have a credit card machine does not mean they are legit. Upstanding people.
Yeah, but what kiosk was it?
It was some random kiosk where I bought you guys like hats and like stuff.
Okay, so it was one of those ones like off brand, not off brand, but like
random.
They have
super random
like Pokemon backpacks and like fucking, you know, anime shit and like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello Kitty and fucking
masks,
like Betty Boop and stuff like that.
They had a bunch of stuff and like, I was like, oh, this is great. All right, here's my card. Sure. And then I saw $120 worth of charges to T-Mobile and AT&T. And I was like, I don't have AT&T anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Mobile, I don't use this card.
Right.
It's a different card.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck you, whoever you are.
Buying fucking phone cards.
That's what I'm thinking. Phone cards or prepaid cards.
Prepaid cards or like,
phones, the disposable phones.
Right.
Don't know, but damn you.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your shit, guys. It's getting real dangerous.
It's getting crazy out there.
Especially right now. Especially during season. Like, mom was like, hey, you know, be careful when you're coming back. Be careful. And I was like, why are you saying this to me?
What does that mean? Be careful in what way?
what do you mean? You know, and she was like, well, you know, she was hearing about a bunch of, like, robberies. And during the holiday season, people...
Yeah.
Go crazy.
People, yeah, and they get desperate. Like, there's, in this area, well, it's probably happening everywhere. I think it's happening everywhere, but because it's in a more affluent area, it's been on the news that there's been there's been smash and grab robberies. There's been fucking, like, flash mob robberies where groups of people would go up in Costco, or not Costco, go up in, like, it was Home Depot. They went up in Home Depot, like, 12 people, 12 dudes went up in Home Depot, snatched a bunch of tools, and bounced.
What?
And, like, some people got caught, but they've been doing this. Like, you know, it's like an organized thing where a group of people just go up in there, grab some shit, and leave.
That's insane.
And then there's been, you know, people have been getting robbed in their driveways. See, you don't watch.
I don't watch the news.
The morning news. Yeah, like, people in, you know, the Hollywood, Bel Air, Beverly Hills areas, they've been followed home. And when they get out of their car, somebody walks up to them and just robs them.
Damn.
So, yeah. And it's, you know, they've been caught because they've been on video. They've been caught on video. And so this shit is happening. And now it's happening in these areas where it wasn't happening before. So it's on the news.
Yeah.
But it's been happening a lot there, I guess, in San Francisco. And, like, you know, it's been happening all over the place because some lady in one of the Facebook groups in Costco, she freaking got mugged in the parking lot.
I think that's what mom told me about.
Yeah.
I think that's what she was concerned about.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what?
At 2 p.m.
In the daytime.
Yeah.
In the day of light.
Yeah. So.
It's dangerous in these streets, guys. Be careful.
The holidays. It's tough. Especially now. Well, I mean, it's always tough. But like now it's like people are losing their freaking marbles.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, ugh, that's why I don't want to come out of my house.
See, guys, this is why. This is why.
I need to just, like, get under my blankets and not come out ever. Ever.
Ever! Back to Jen. I think she's going to jail. Do you think she's going to do jail time? We're gonna follow this up, I promise, during her trial and see what the sentencing is, but we're going to go with predictions. So what do you think?
It's hard to say, but she might, she'll probably get some fucking probation. Like, unless the world is lucky and she gets sentenced, but you know, she's on TV, so who knows what'll happen to her.
Bravo needs to do background checks. Like, the fuck, Andy? Do a background check.
Listen,
if they have Liz pending, like, you know, if they've got legal action pending, come on.
Well, did we know? They didn't. I mean, it's not like the FBI's going to tell you who they're investigating when you do a background check, right?
For a freaking TV show. Scan.
Hey, FBI, are you guys investigating this person?
You should be, there should be a list. God. Homeland Security, are you investigating? Yeah. That's what that is.
Like, they're not gonna, you know.
Gonna go with she's gonna go to jail. They are making an example of these rich people who are just spending people's money.
That's interesting because they never did before.
Until they're brown. Is it because she's brown? Is that why?
Like, all these freaking asshole CEOs that they got freaking convicted and, like, went to jail for a year or two.
Yeah. I didn't say how long she was going to go to jail.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess she'll do, like, on, like Queen Pence, she'll do 11 months.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. No, 100.
Eight with good behavior.
100%. Yeah. They're going to do, it's like a slap on the wrist, but she is going to go to jail.
No, it should be, like.
They're talking about decades for her.
Yeah. But, I mean.
7 years. Her nose starts slipping off her face. Oh my God. Like, the Botox wears off. She's not getting her injections. Mm-hmm. She goes back to old Jen. Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl. You were beautiful.
Yeah, maybe she'll go to jail.
I think we should do a pool. If you guys are interested in doing, like, a pool, like a Super Bowl pool, like, pick, like, squares and stuff, I'll figure out how to do that. Let us know. But I think she's going to do at least 5 years.
Damn, really? I really don't think she's going to get 5 years.
It's because she went after a protected group of people. Oh, old yeah. people.
But.
Seniors. Lo siento. Seniors.
Old people.
Old people. I think she's going to do at least 5 years. But I don't know any of the, you know, evidence.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I'm like.
I have a feeling 5 years.
Like, once all of it comes out, once things start to, you know, be put out and so we can see it, I could be, you know, probably make a better determination about, or a better prediction. But, I mean, she might do some jail time. She might.
I'll say January, I'll put up the pool. We'll see if you guys want to get in and bet. And maybe we'll do, like, a money pool, like, put in a couple bucks. And
$5 a square,
and it'll be years.
How many years?
How many years? Up to 30.
And then if it's zero, then we're all feeling stupid.
If it's zero, we're going to donate the money to somewhere. You know what I'm saying? There's no winner. We're going to donate it. But I think that's fun. I don't think that's fun. I think it's really messed up just preying on people. And you should be ashamed of yourself. You should really be ashamed of yourself. And you shouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, you should prey on people like, you know, children.
Oh, Brandy.
Take their college funds instead.
Oh, gosh. That's horrible, too. That's just horrible.
Hey, little kid, you want to invest in some lollipops?
Here. Got some candy.
Just give me $2.
Just give me your allowance for the last year. Do you have a debit card? That's fucked up. Anyway, all right. Brandy, thumbs up for the week, or what have you been watching?
I watched last night Queen Pins. It was fucking funny.
Melissa McCarthy's hilarious. Oh, Queen Pins.
Queen Pins. What okay. are you talking about?
I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
When she was doing the Girl Scout shit, Melissa McCarthy, when she went to jail and then, like, she couldn't work in corporate America. So then she started working for, like, the Girl Scouts. Like, they were, like, slanging cookies. Do you remember? No? Okay. It's fine. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I watched Queen Pins about the coupons.
Oh, yes! We need to do that!
And, it was funny.
Good!
And... too bad, like, I think couponing is going, like, you know, down, like, you know, it's not.
Yeah, they're making it more virtual.
They're making it harder to get those big-ass savings. But, I found that interesting. I was laughing. That guy was a total asshole for no reason.
The
coupon guy. The grocery store. What do you call him?
The guy with
risk management. No, what do they call it? Not risk management. They're called,
the one who would go to all the different places and, like...
Yeah, they're, like, security. They're,
I know what you're saying.
But they're... Loss prevention. Loss prevention guy.
He had a hair up his butt, didn't he?
He hated his life, and so he was just an asshole to everybody. The little kids, like, come on, dude.
The boss.
Old ladies.
That's what that was called. The boss. With Melissa McCarthy, where, like, she went to jail for, like, CEO fraud shit. And then she got out, and she couldn't work in corporate America anymore. So she started doing, like, Girl Scout cookies.
I feel like I saw it or maybe saw the preview for it and just didn't.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I heard Queen, why I was thinking about that. But so you watch Queen Pens. We should cover it on an episode, yeah, huh?
That's funny.
I don't know. Maybe Patreon?
Maybe like a holiday episode.
Okay.
Because, you know, keep it light.
Keep it light. Keep it fresh.
So there's that. And yeah, what did we... Do thumbs ups? No. Yes.
I said, what's your thumbs up and what have you been watching? Or what have you been watching?
Oh, okay. What's your thumbs up?
It's not
a thumb- Ow! Bastard.
It's not a thumbs up. It's I've been watching Narcos Mexico.
Oh, how's it?
It's really good. And I really, really, like, when I watch that, I really want to speak Spanish a lot. I'm just like, hola. Sí, afuera. Yes, outside, right? I feel really confident in my Spanish.
Like, I feel really icky right now.
Whatever. That's what I was watching in my hotel room, Narcos.
Okay.
And I'm on season 2.
Did they have streaming there, or was it like...
Oh, so they're like, oh, this TV has Netflix capabilities, but you need to log into your shit.
Of course.
And I told Mom, I was like, please remind me to log out of this TV, because I don't want some motherfucker in here watching my Netflix on my dime.
Maybe the hotel is good enough to just go in and you know, unlock out everybody, or like unplug it and plug it back in, or I don't know, whatever.
I don't think so. But I logged out. Uh-huh. It took me a minute to find it.
To find the logout?
The logout button. But it doesn't matter. I've been watching Narcos. I'm on season 2 and I'm just like, dang, man, like, I'm kind of really into like Chapo, because like
El Chapo.
Yeah, but who he is in the show, because he's young and he's just like, hey, it's interesting just to like see all of the fucking, all the stuff that did or did not happen with like the drug cartels and you know, cocaine and.
Yeah, it's like a fictionalized version of reality.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
I want to watch it. I mean, after, you know, the original Narcos, I just stopped watching.
They bring in characters from the original Narcos because they get into coke.
Yeah. They started with the mota.
They with the mota and now they want the coke. No, just kidding.
Weird. Okay.
La coca. Anyway, man. Hey, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We do love you joining us.
Yeah.
And come back. Share this episode. Leave us a review. We haven't had a review in a really long time. Could you leave us one of those?
Could you leave us one of those?
Thanks so much. Thank you for being here. Connect with us on social if you aren't already. And yeah, we are the newest at this point of recording. The newest members of the Darkcast Network. So check that out. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
Yeah, and I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.